People of Earth, your attention, please.
What the hell?
Southeast the Wave Band, broadcasting around the galaxy around the clock.
The universe. Some information to help you live in it.
When can I go home?
You can't.
Please relax. You are perfectly safe.
The impact minus 1 second. It's been great knowing you guys. God bless.
This is the story of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the hitherto uncharted adventure of how one primitive ape-descended life form turned a pretty neat idea into an ultimately earth-shattering, record-breaking pan-galactic phenomenon. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, perhaps the most remarkable, arguably the most successful series ever to come out of a radio transmitter. More popular than the ravenous bug bladder beast's bikini diet, better selling than In Bed with Eccentrica Galumbitz, the triple-breasted whore of Eroticon 6, and more controversial than Gag Halfrant's psychological blockbuster, Men Are From Mars, Small Furry Creatures Are From Alpha Centauri. To tell the story of the radio series, the book, the TV adaptation, the play, the websites, the movie, the towel, and the unprecedented impact this one seemingly unremarkable idea was to have, it's best to tell the story of some of the minds behind it. A humorous young man from the planet Earth is one of them. His name is Douglas Adams. He is an unnervingly tall Cambridge graduate who at the beginning of our story is quite unaware that an idea is drifting quietly through the ionosphere, about to smash into his brain with all the force of a slice of lemon wrapped around a large gold brick.
I was lying drunk in a field in Innsbruck, and I can never remember if it was 1970 or 71, and I had a copy of The Hitchhiker's Guide to Europe. And I remember lying there, looking up at the stars, and just crossed my mind that somebody ought to write A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as well. It didn't even occur to me it would be me. It just seemed like a good title and that somebody should use it.